back to our continued coverage of Correlation's 10th annual client conference situated in the fine city of San Diego, California. And in our virtual studios, we have Jessica Thacker. Did I get the last name right?
You did.
Oh, yay. From Together Credit Union. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk to you.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you as well, because I know you got some good stuff to contribute. So before we get to the, because you're doing a presentation and all the good stuff and all the networking at the conference. And I just wanted to, my first question is like, hey, how's the conference going? Because we're like in day one and a half, almost two.
It's fantastic. We actually converted just before pandemic
hit. Oh, you did?
So we have not been out of the office, out of the state. We haven't seen any of our Correlation friends since our conversion. So if nothing else, it's been fantastic just to reconnect with our team, meet other credit unions that are on the path to conversion or have converted since we last were here. So we've just been making some excellent contacts and watching the sessions and seeing the cool things that are coming. So we're excited.
Well, good to hear. Yeah, I think a majority of the people are like, hey, it's great to see the technology and great to network. But I think a majority of the people are like, it's just great to see people in person again.
Yes, exactly.
So cool. So tell me, all right, you're doing a presentation. Is it today, later today?
It is today. Yeah. Ooh,
wow. All right.
Just a couple hours.
Sitting on pins and needles here. So I won't keep you too long. But the title of it really kind of intrigued me, because the title is Keeping Conversions Fun, which is like, conversions and fun don't really mix together in a sentence, but I think knowing you, I think you can make it fun. And the kind of the subhead is how to keep employees engaged throughout the conversion process. All right. Yes. So give me a quick summary on your, I don't want to steal all your thunder, but give me a quick summary of how we're going to keep a conversion fun.
Yeah. So one of the things that we anchored our conversion around was employee engagement. You can't go through a project that's this large, that lasts this long, without making sure that people feel like they're part of the process, that we're incentivizing and making sure that people know they're appreciated for the extra work that's going into a project like this. And we have branches across the United States. So we were trying to figure out how to connect people across the United States to our home office in St. Louis. And so we had a theme called the Conversion Excursion. And we just wrapped all of our milestones, all of our activities around travel and connecting people. And it was a great time. So spending a little time talking through what that looked like, how we worked with our teams, how we made people, you know, feel welcomed in the process and feel like they were included. So it's going to be fun.
Well, and just sounds like that's the attitude to have with something like this. We all know it's going to be a lot of work. Okay. That's a given, but I think it's the, like you have set it up nicely, and it's just the attitude going in. All right, we're going to have a little bit of fun with this as well. We know it's going to be a lot of work. And I think if you go into it with that type of attitude, then you know what? It's going to go pretty well.
I'm
really happy the way you set it up. Is that kind of what you guys found?
Yeah, we did actually. We found that when you start to take things too serious, you can't see your way out of the end. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. So even on the heaviest days, you find something to laugh about. You find something to collaborate on, connect with, and it just makes it more fun. And relationships that got built throughout the process, even within our own teams, it's something that just can't be beat.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. And talk about the bonding with the team and all that type of stuff with both Correlation and your credit union.
Yes.
So that can't be replaced at all. So give me a couple of takeaways that, again, we don't want to steal all your thunder of your presentation, but give us a couple of nuggets here that you're going to provide your audience, because I think it might be standing room only. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah. So I really, first, it's about how you structure your team for success. And so one of the things that we did that was unique is we pulled people from around the business to dedicate them strictly to the project throughout the conversion process. So it gave our internal teams a point person, and it gave our Correlation team a point person. So we kind of had that middle group to help bridge the gap between the technology, the project, the work that needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of set the stage for where we could go from there. And then us as that group of people also led the fun. So we could feel where things were starting to get tense, or we could feel where heavy periods of work were coming. So we did some raffles. We gave away travel related prizes. We had passports for every employee, so that as you participated in the project, you got a sticker for your passport, and every sticker equated to a chance for a prize. And so, and obviously, as in any conversion, we fed people really well. And so, at last resort, bring the food, right?
Oh my gosh. Food is so important. We forget how important good food
yes.
is.
You know? Yes, so exactly.
Talk about setting the stage right. Yeah. If you have a good buffet, you're good to go for
yes.
sure.
Oh yes. Gosh.
So what is the significance of this? I mean, obviously a lot of credit unions are going through conversions, whether it's Keystone or somebody else, but Keystone would be great. So what's the significance of your talk today? Is it just to really are you just kind of setting the tone to have a good attitude and how to do it as well, right?
Yeah, it's having the right attitude and going into it with the right attitude, I think sets the stage for the rest. And it's giving that anchor that people can look back to. And it's something that kind of ties the whole project together mm-hmm. throughout the duration. So mm-hmm. It's something that you know that no matter what and how hard it's going to get or how busy things are, that you've got something that ties your team together from an engagement perspective, from a, you know, just making sure that everybody knows that they're part of the same process and part of the same team.
Yeah. And you know, there's going to be a few credit unions in there who have already gone through a conversion. Like, why didn't we think of that? So it's like, what are you going to say to them? It's like, because
yes, they can't go back, but you could go forward. We yeah. celebrated our conversion. We celebrated milestones afterward as well. Okay. We had a birthday party for Keystone. So we had a 1-year anniversary party and just kind of made sure that we were keeping the momentum fun because, you know, once we converted, it's just kind of becomes old news. And so yeah. we want to make sure that as we move forward, we're continuing to tie that the core is our mainframe. It's our purpose yeah. in the middle, and it's how we're going to grow our business moving forward. And so yeah. keeping that focus on Keystone and where we grow from here is kind of my next engagement activity to tackle.
Jessica, can I come work for you? Cause that sounds,
yeah,
like,
come on.
Sounds like a lot of fun. My gosh. Oh my goodness. All right. Anything else here to add, Jessica? I don't want to keep you too long because I know you got maybe some final preparations to go and things like that. But any final thoughts on this? Because I think this is just the right way to approach a project like this.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that we'll share in our presentation is as a lesson learned is don't take yourself too serious, but also rely on others that have done this process before. We would not have made it through our conversion as successfully if we didn't partner with other credit unions that were further along in the process or that had already done it. They gave us huge amounts of knowledge and sharing and help. And really, honestly, the theme and the engagement was an idea from another credit union.
Oh, it was. Oh, wow.
And
okay.
so one of the things that we're really looking forward to is paying that forward to the next set of credit unions coming mm-hmm. down the pipe.
Once again, the power of collaboration rules right. all in this industry. So take advantage of it, everybody out there. So good stuff. All right, Jessica, well, I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate the time. Congratulations on a successful conversion and even yeah. celebrating the birthday, the Keystone birthday. I love that idea. So this is really good stuff. So appreciate it. I think, again, you're going to have a standing room only crowd there. So it's good idea.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. And look forward to seeing you guys in person one of these days.
Great. Yes, definitely.